We're right next to the jail.
Call it Fresh Out.
Fresh Out, absolutely.
Cup of coffee for anybody just getting released.
When you get released, yeah, you get to come here. Hey, man, I'm all about it.
Good morning, guys. Dan Wise here, Wise Media Studios, and we're back with another Spotlight Thursday. Today we have, I think this is going to be a fun episode, with Jesse Roberts of Northtown Coffee House. That's going to be coming up in a minute, but first we want to have a message from one of our sponsors over at the Recreation Center over on Front Street. We'll be right back. Today's Yakima Spotlight Thursday is brought to you by the Recreation Center, which is conveniently located downtown, 200 South Front Street, Yakima. The Recreation Center, your plug-and-play venue for private or public events of all types, sport court rentals, and more. Also, home for Conquer Athletics, top producer of Grit in Central Washington's premier Spartan DECA founding affiliate. Contact them today on Facebook at Conquer Athletics or on Instagram at the Recreation Center. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well, man. How are you doing?
You're doing good. So if somebody said, Dan, what's the definition of the way a coffee shop owner dresses in their attire? Pretty much fit the description. Exactly.
You're even catching me on a more fancy day. I'm getting a haircut today, so I don't have the beanie on. I retired some of my flannels, and it was a terrible mistake because it snowed this morning.
It did. It snowed all effing night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I should trust you with your coffee choices because you look like you know how to make some coffee.
I think that would be a wise choice.
So you brought your own coffee. Did you make that at Northtown?
I did indeed. Okay. Yeah.
So your cup has a logo on there, right?
Yeah, they were doing like...
Doesn't that frustrate you where it's only on one side?
Yeah. Okay, so I was just talking about this. I want a drink with my left hand because I want everybody, even when it's not even just my like business, if I'm drinking with a cool mug...
You want to show it to the world?
I want to show it to the world, right? And so, yeah, I don't know. You guys fixed it.
Yeah, well, we
are geniuses.
It's because I've done enough of these where it's like, man, my logo looks so great, but nobody can see
it.
Yeah,
they go, oh, what a cool white cup that you're drinking out of.
So, Jesse, you're over at, you and your brother own Northtown Coffee House. Share us a little bit behind the story. Like, how did you guys get into this? When did you get to Yakima? And are you embedded into the community? Because you got a really cool spot over there, the old train station.
Yeah, for sure. So both brother and I, born and raised Yakima, we graduated from West Valley, really, you know, Valley kids through and through. And I started working at Northtown back in 2011 when I was 21. It was like my first barista job. And really, I mean, I enjoyed drinking coffee, but once I started working there, kind of learning about espresso and kind of the ins and outs of roasting and all this other different things, I like really fell in love with it. And then beyond that, just like coffee shops in general, what they do for a community and like how they actually create community. I was like, I just want to be a part of that. And so running Northtown has always kind of been in the back of my mind. And it last year, it just kind of came up, fell into place nicely. And I pitched it to my brother. I was like, hey, do you want to go in on this coffee shop with me? And he's not, if you saw him in here, he is not the coffee shop ideal.
I'm not buying coffee from that guy.
He owns and runs a landscaping company, and he looks like he owns and runs a landscaping company. So, but yeah, he partnered with me, and I think the common ground that we find is that we both just love people and love this community. And so running a coffee shop, I think, is a cool way to serve the community ultimately.
So it used to be a train station.
Yeah.
You guys took possession of it last June.
Yeah.
Right? Do you get a lot of people that, when they come in there, did they ask, like, what did this used to be?
Yeah.
It is very unique looking.
Absolutely. And it's like a huge space, too, for like coffee shop, right? So when you walk in, it's kind of this like grand sort of space. But yeah, people are definitely interested. So building was built in 1910, Yakima's fourth train station. I've done my homework a little bit. And I love it because all the buildings on Front Street, it's like a historical street. Okay. So like all the buildings are original. they put the train station in where we are now, back in the early 1900s. But the city of Yakima was down in Union Gap, what we call Old Town now.
Right.
And so they were like, well, the city is not where you put the train station. And so they took all the buildings, put them on logs, and rolled them up to Front Street and just set them down. And there they are now.
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy, right?
Can you imagine seeing that? I bet there's some really cool photos somewhere, like historic, like the streets just vlogged with
yeah,
big buildings on right. wheels.
Yeah.
Sounds insane.
So, but the previous owner, he did a really awesome job digging up some cool old photos of them building the train station and pictures inside. So people come see those. It's really cool.
So with Northtown Coffee, what do you think sets you guys apart from like other coffee houses in the area? Like, what do you guys have any kind of a story to that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Northtown was kind of the first like real coffee shop in Yakima, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't a Starbucks. It's not a drive-through like coffee shack sort of thing. And so from there, we brew what's called third wave coffee, which is kind of light, medium roast. It really focuses on the region that the coffee is grown, and you try to like pull out certain flavors. You really kind of start talking about coffee like people talk about wine. I'm not trying to get too snobbery on
nerd
you.
Out, bro. Go ahead. Nerd out completely on your coffee.
But I think, you know, someone who owns a coffee shop should have a little bit of snobbery, right? And then bring people in. So I think the flavor of coffee that we're doing, we are, you know, I hear people talk about how they pull espresso shots and stuff, and my heart just like is broken because I'm like, that's not how you do it at all. And so we're super intentional about how we craft our drinks, from the espresso to steaming the milk. And like, you'll see on like my Instagram and stuff, doing latte art. And it, latte art does not
pull up his Instagram while we're talking.
Latte art does not mean that you're going to have a good cup of coffee, but it's a good hint. It's a good hint. Into
when you say latte art, are you talking about like right here where
yeah foam, so like
art on it?
Yeah, so this was like a little thing I did for like Valentine's Day. I just like did a heart with a little bit of food coloring that kind of does this cool design.
I wish we could click on them, but the problem is the minute we click on it and there's any background noise,
well, just, you know, if you're listening to this, you can look at it, or better yet, you can come see me live and in action.
You actually do performances?
I do performances. Yeah, I charge what the cost of a cup of coffee.
Oh my god. what is that, the number six?
So this is another thing that separates us. So a few different stages for espresso. You want the correct ratio, right? So the amount of coffee to the amount of water that you're pulling through the coffee. So we do about 19 grams of coffee into what's called a portafilter, and then you pull about 36 grams of water. So 36, 38 grams. You're looking for like a 1-to-2 sort of ratio. And then the other thing is you want your water to be evenly distributed over the coffee grounds, right? And so this is called a needle distributor. So when the coffee is ground, sometimes there's little clumps. And if you tamp it, pack the puck with those clumps in it, the water works around those, and then it's not going to be distributed as well. And so
So the water goes around it and it's not absorbing the flavor.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
And so you've got a little funnel there that you like make sure that you don't lose any coffee grounds because it's precious. And then you do the needle distributor to make sure you break up all those clumps, and then you tamp it down evenly so that you're doing the right ratio, the right amount of pressure, and then the water is distributed, catching all of the grounds, compared to if you just do it, you know, coffee runs through, finds its lanes, and you don't get as rich
is there,
an espresso shot.
Is there a noticeably different taste when you do it like that?
Absolutely.
Do you have to be like a coffee aficionado to notice a difference?
I don't think so. So with the needle distributor, we do like for an Americano, which is like espresso shots and water, or kind of your classic espresso shots, your Doppio, your Macchiato, that are like, it's featuring the espresso. If you order a 20-ounce, you know, mocha, you probably aren't going to tell the difference, right? Because there's just so much milk and flavor.
Yeah.
But if you if you like espresso, if you want to enjoy espresso, there is a noticeable difference.
Running a business as a local business owner, it's probably not an easy task, even though coffee, pizza, those are some of the most profitable businesses. But with the space you got, utilizing that space, it's not like you have this tiny, small space where you just have to sell a few cups of coffee to make your nut every month. What are some of the hurdles, the mistakes, the lessons you've learned, and maybe some advice if, you know, the younger you is going to go open up a coffee shop with his brother? What's some avoidable mistakes?
Yeah. So we're fresh in it. So I think we're probably living through a little bit of that sort of stuff too. Is I think, so we got the business on like a crazy good deal, which was one of the reasons that we did it. And so then we spent the money. For a business, it was incredibly cheap, right? But we spent the money, but then we're like, okay, let's slowly build this thing. I think the benefit is we have the name recognition, right? Northtown Coffee House is recognizable for people who have been in Yakima. The issue is that with COVID, I would say that we're Yakima's coffee shop, and that is what is in people's minds, but maybe not so much in practice since COVID. And so even though we have the name recognition, we still have a long ways to go in like growth and to get it back to like what its former glory was. And so the mistake I think to avoid is to try and do things on like a shoestring budget, like from the get go, right?
That's what you should avoid doing?
I think so. Okay. I think you get your investors, right? You pour some money into it. And I think there was good intention, because we had to get a little bit of like our staff kind of on the same vision of like what coffee should be. Like when I'm not there, you should be serving an equivalent good cup of coffee, right? We had to kind of redo some other stuff. And so kind of slow playing it in the beginning, I think, was a good call. But even after that, we're like, man, we want to like really get this out, and there's not the money there to do it. And so having the investors up front, like if you're going to take the risk, like,
yeah,
take the risk. Yeah.
Right.
Have a single vision. This is like my biggest pet peeve in small business, like small town businesses. Nobody has a single vision, right? They have an idea for what they want to do. And then they hire Pepsi to make a sign that is super tacky and they put it up and you're like, what are you doing? And then you go in and you're like, I don't understand. Like, here is what you were thinking, and then it like slowly shifts, and it just is a weird thing. Like, and so we want to avoid that. The end of March, we're doing like a remodel. We're gonna redo some carpet, paint, do a rebranding that really starts to work in that one vision.
Do you guys go out to like some of the during the spring and summer when you have the downtown association?
Yeah,
you guys pop up tents and let like sell coffee. Sell it, yes, but bring the awareness that you guys are here.
So we didn't do that. We bought it in June and kind of missed a lot of like the summer opportunities. But in the past, what he did and what I'm going to do this year is pop up to all the schools. You just like go to their orientation, say, we're Northtown Coffee, we're open late, place for you to study, here's free coffee. Another thing in the summer that I'm in talks with a dude is to create kid events, right? And so we have a whole bunch of big tables, you know, community style tables,
games, things
like that. So it'll be like, you know, hey, bring your kid in the summer, and there'll be an art project that they can like learn how to paint something or something of that nature.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's definitely struggle starting a business, you know, there's no exact blueprint, right?
No exact blueprint. And like, I think the other thing is that people, like when you start a business, you're not going to make like your salary immediately, right? Or the salary that you hope. Like we're in a unique position because my brother owns another business, runs that business. My wife is a doctor. And so like, even if I was making a salary, it's like her salary is covering us, right? And right. So I kind of have that grace period where, you know, I'm not taking any money from the business right now, and I'm not going to lose my house, right?
Right.
But if someone is in that position, you got to project out, and I think have at least a year salary worth, like from investors to say, okay, we're going to invest in the business, but I also have to like
I got to make it.
I got to raise bills. I got to raise money to pay bills, right? Because especially in coffee, like if you break it down, we pay super cheap rent for that big space. But if you're in a commercial space, you're paying, you know, a few thousand dollars in rent. You have to pay your employees, which is $16.25 an hour now.
That's it's so wild to me. That's how much, because I'm from Florida where this minimum wage is still only $10.
Yeah, like, I mean, it is nuts. And I don't want to swear, but I like, you have to sell a lot of coffee to cover $16.25 an hour, right? And then, so you have to cover your employee, then you have to cover, you know, someone ordered like a large mocha with oat milk and an extra shot, and it's like $10. And I'm like, I don't want to sell coffee for $10, but coffee's expensive. Oat milk's expensive. Like my jug of chocolate, it's $25 for a jug of chocolate. Like
And that's, you know, you hear people complain in all areas. But for example, there was a guy that does woodworking. And he was talking about how he spends an extra $30,000 per year versus the last couple of years on materials.
Yeah. The interesting thing in food and coffee, you like can't match the percentage increase because people will like lose their minds. So I was listening to a podcast. This lady opened a restaurant in San Francisco. So this is a very like inflated sort of example. But her rent and like employees and everything went up by something like absurd, like it was like 3,000% or something like that.